今天晚上我要和弟兄姊妹一起来交通诗篇23篇。
Tonight, I want to share with brothers and sisters Psalms chapter 23.
在还没有开始交通以前呢，我们还没有读诗篇以前，我们先读一句的新约圣经。
Before we start reading the Psalms, let's read a verse from the New Testament.
约翰福音第八章第35节。
John chapter 8, verse 35.
奴仆不能永远住在家里，神的儿子是永远住在家里。
Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever.
好，我们再回头到诗篇23篇。
And now let's return to Psalm chapter 23.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹会背这一首诗啊。
And I believe that many of you can memorize this song.
如果你能够背，我们就一起来背，只有六节。
So if you can memorize, let's do it together. There's only six verses.
我相信我们中间的年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们应该都会背英文。
And I believe that many of those who are younger, can memorize it in English.
这一篇诗啊，是我小的时候第一篇在教会聚会中啊，被要求要背的诗。
And when I was younger, this was the first psalm that I was required to memorize in the church.
当我们呢背下来了以后，我们都经历这一首诗里面的实际。
And that hopefully after we memorize it, we can experience the reality of this psalm.
好，我们请大家啊，你在家里面啊，我们一起来背。你可以随着我的声音，我们一起来对背，好不好？啊，中文、英文都可以哈。诗篇23篇。
And so let's all memorize, following my voice, Psalms chapter 23.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。大家有没有都开口读或者背一遍？我们再大家同声的来背一遍，好不好？愿主的话，当我们读我们背的时候，圣灵就用他的话照亮我们这个人。好，我们再来一次。
And so let's all read and memorize it in unison together again.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。这一篇诗是所有基督徒神的儿女们所喜爱的。
This is a psalm that all the believers, children of God, really love.
啊，一般人呢，啊，把这首诗的题目呢，起作“神是我们的牧者
Many people say that the topic of this psalm is the Lord is our shepherd.
”。这一次，我和弟兄姊妹交通这一篇诗，
But this time, as I share about this psalm,
我心中的一个盼望，一个目的是盼望弟兄姊妹。跟我们的主之间建立一个亲密的关系。
But the hope and goal of my heart is to develop this intimate relationship with the Lord.
我们能够做一个蒙福住在神家中的
And so that we can be those who are blessed living in the house of the Lord.
因为这一次我们这一系列的追求的目的是讲到。在基督里生根立基，
Because the goal of this series of pursuits is that we are rooted and founded in Christ.
所以这一篇诗它最后的福分，我把它用来做这一次交通的题目。
And so I use the ending of the psalm as the topic of this week's sharing.
我们这样追求，这样操练。我们就真实的成为一个住在神家中的儿女。
And so our pursuit and practice allows us to truly be the children of the Lord who dwells in the house.
我们知道今天信主的人有千千万万。
Oh, we know that now there are millions of people who are believers.
我们也知道每一个相信接待耶稣基督名的人，我们都是。神的儿女，
And we know that all those who accept and believe in the name of the Lord are children of the Lord.
儿女有一个特别的权柄，我们可以住在父的家中，住在神的家中。
And as children, we have the special privilege to be able to dwell in the house of the Lord.
但是事实上，我们看见在经历上面，不是每一个信主的人都住在神的家中。
But we know that practically through experiences, not every children actually dwells in the house of the Lord.
我们读这一篇诗，我们看见大卫从他自己人生的经历中，他说到他是一个住在神家中的人。
In this song, we see that David uses his experiences to show that he is one who dwells in the Lord's house.
而且是要永远的住在神的家中，
And furthermore, that he dwells in the Lord's house forever.
不是等我们肉身离开世界了，我们就回天家。那太迟了，那是没有福气的基督徒。
And so this is not just when our flesh passes away that we dwell in the house, because this isn't to be blessed.
刚才我们读的《约翰福音》第八章第35节，
As we read earlier in John chapter 8, verse 35,
主耶稣很清楚的告诉我们说，如果我们是做奴仆呢，不能永远住在父的家里。
he very clearly says that if we're a slave, we don't have a permanent place in the family.
唯有儿子是永远住在家里。
But that a son is able to abide forever.
我们在这一篇诗里面，我们看见大卫他在最后结束的时候，
And then in this psalm at the very end,
他讲到呢，因着他得着神的牧养。
David says that because he received the Lord as his shepherd,
他一生走过来呢，他发现他是住在神的家中的人。
he found that all the days of his life he was dwelling in the Lord's house.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得这些日子我们的追求，我们真是这样享受父的慈爱，享受父的恩惠，享受父丰盛的供应。
And hopefully, in the pursuits of our life, we can experience the goodness, the mercies, and the riches of the Lord.
我们真成为一般呢。在肉身的年日中，就向人见证说我是住在父家中的儿女。
So that in our human life, we can be a testimony in that we're dwelling in the house of the Lord.
这篇诗啊，大卫把他一生跟神之间交往的经历 用优美的文字表达出来。
In this psalm, David uses beautiful words to describe his relationship and experiences with the Lord.
有人讲是因为大卫啊，他年幼的时候他是个牧童。
Some say that it was because when he was younger, he was a shepherd.
他是个 shepherd boy.
He's a shepherd boy.
他是小男孩的时候，他一直在牧羊。
And so when he was a little boy, he was shepherding the sheep.
所以他对呀、啊。牧人跟羊之间的关系，他是再清楚也不过了。
And so he really clearly understood the relationship between a shepherd and sheep.
但是在这一篇里面，他不是表达他做牧人的那个认识。
But in this psalm, he isn't expressing how much he knows of the shepherd.
在这一篇表达，他是表达出他做神的羊，做主的羊，他和主之间的关系。
But rather the relationship with the Lord as he is the sheep of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救，神何等盼望我们跟他和他的爱子耶稣基督有一个非常亲密的关系。
After we're believers, God hopes that we can have this close, intimate relationship with him and his son, Christ.
我们在教会生活里面就发现有一些弟兄姊妹啊，他们开口祷告，你就感觉他跟主之间非常的亲。
In our church gatherings, we know that when some people pray, we can feel how close they are with the Lord.
有一些在患难中的弟兄姊妹，他们跟主之间，他们祷告开口，就叫我们感觉，他就把主带到我的面前。
And also for those in affliction, we can see that when they pray, they're bringing the Lord before them.
弟兄姊妹们，你羡慕羡慕这样的光景啊？
Do you also envy of these of this perspective?
大卫啊，他一生走过来，他就用羊和牧人的关系的来说出他和主之间的关系。
And so David, through his entire life, he represents his relationship with the Lord as that of a sheep and a shepherd.
短短的六节经文
，In these short six verses，
我们看见大卫啊，把做神的儿女如何享受救恩的那个道路、那个秘诀，向我们表达出来。
He expresses how being a children of God is similar as enjoying the path and the way of salvation.
或者话呀，我们知道。所以它不仅仅是一幅情景的描写，而且它是指出一种生活的态度和学习。
And so he's not just describing the situation, but rather the attitude of his life.
那么救恩在我们肉身生活中丰满的彰显，就是在第六节里面所说的。
And so what it describes in verse 6 is how this salvation can be fully manifested in our lives.
他说我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
而且他说我要住在耶和华的家里面，他的殿里面，一直到永远。
And that he'll dwell in the house or the temple of the Lord forever.
但愿我们从这一篇诗，我们也找到那条路。
And so may we from this psalm also find that path.
我们也过那样的生活。
And that we also can live this kind of life.
换句话说呢，我们每一个人都立志，我要起来这样学习，这样操练。
And so that we're all determined to get up and to practice this.
我把这一篇诗的六节分成12个题目或者是段落。
I separated these six verses into 12 points or sections.
和弟兄姊妹们一个段落，每一节呢，把它分成两个点哈，来和弟兄姊妹分享。
And so I separated each verse into 2 points to share with everyone.
第一句话，大卫呢，他向我们说到，耶和华是我的牧者。
In the first part, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd."
弟兄姊妹，我们跟主之间，跟爱我们的父神之间，可以有一种的关系，是羊和牧人之间的关系。
The relationship that we have with the Lord the Father is the one of a sheep and a shepherd.
在这里啊，我们看见在今天呢，世界上有两种的羊哈。
And now in the world, we know that we have two types of sheep.
一种是山羊,
The first is a goat.
另外一种是绵羊, 叫sheep,
And the other is a sheep.
这两种羊都是羊啊, 但是他们的个性和生活习惯完全不一样的。
These two types are both sheep, but they have very different personalities or lifestyles.
在我的想象中啊，大卫讲到。 他是神的羊，是主的羊啊，他不是山羊，他是绵羊。
And so when David's referring to him being the Lord's sheep, he's referring to him a sheep, not a goat.
你们，你知道山羊是很独立的。
Goats are very independent.
他在野外可以自己生存的。
And they can survive by themselves in the wild.
但是绵羊呢，它是离不开牧人的。
But the sheep cannot leave their shepherd.
因为绵羊是非常的软弱的,
because sheep are very weak.
是非常的, 没有自立能力的,
and they're not very able to be independent.
等一下我要细细的讲一点, 而且呢, 我这样讲啊, 这个绵羊呢, 比较笨,
and also sheep are kind of dumb.
Yeah, very dumb. 不是 kind of dumb, 是 very dumb.
Sheep are very dumb.
这个绵羊呢, 它也不知道草,哪个是好的草,哪个是不好的草, 山羊会选的。
Goats know how to choose, but sheep don't know what is the good grass.
绵羊呢, 如果走路摔跤了, 它就不会翻身的。
Or sheep, when they fall, they don't know how to get back up.
是, 所以它离开了牧人。 它是非常危险的，没有办法自我自己生存的。
And so it's very dangerous for sheep to leave the shepherd. They can't live by themselves.
我们波特兰这边呢，往南走哈，有一个河谷平原。
North of Portland, there's a.
We go south of Portland.
Oh, south of Portland.
There's
a valley.
Yeah, River Valley Plain. 在这个平原上面呢。 我们在高速公路上常常看到草场上面有很多的绵羊。So
on this highway road area, we can see a lot of sheep.
有一次我跟一个弟兄他们家出去办事情，我坐他的车。When
I was doing things with a brother and I was in his car.
那一天天气非常热。And
it was a very hot day.
但是我在那草场上面看到有一只绵羊啊，四脚朝天躺在那里。 它不是晒太阳，不是这个sunbathing啊。
And I saw a sheep laying in the pasture, and it wasn't sunbathing.
它摔跤了，四脚朝天，它就在那里会晒死的，没有办法翻身。It
was laying on its back with its feet up, and didn't know how to flip back around.
弟兄姊妹们，所以在这里讲，大卫讲到耶和华是我的牧者。 大卫感觉到他需要神。So
here when David says that the Lord is my shepherd, he realized that he needed the Lord.
如果他现在感觉很好，自我感觉良好，我可以今天自己出去吃草，很可能他就回不来了。If
he felt very good about himself and thought that he could find grass himself, he might not have returned.
为什么呢？因为他一摔跤，不是野兽把它吃掉，就是太阳把它晒干了。
Because if he fell, then he would either get eaten up or he would get dry by the sun.
弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女们，如果我们爱慕主，到一个地步，感觉到我离开了主，我就没有办法自己生活。As
children of God, if we realize that apart from the Lord, we cannot live ourselves.
我离开了主，我就会跌倒。 我就会失败，甚至我会被仇敌吞吃。
Or that apart from the Lord will fall, will fail, or be swallowed by the devil.
所以在这里，我们看见大卫有这种感觉，他里面就不是山羊的生命，他里面是绵羊的生命。Because
David had this feeling, he didn't have the life of a goat, but of a sheep.
你知道，小山羊都可以蹦蹦跳跳，自己出去吃草，晚上它可以回来。
Even the small goats can go find food themselves and come back at night.
但是绵羊不能离开牧人。
but a sheep cannot lead their shepherd.
这告诉我们说，我们蒙恩得救了以后，圣灵在我们身上的工作。
And so this tells us that after we're saved, the work of the Spirit
借着环境教导我们功课。
It uses our environments in order to teach us lessons.
让我们发现，让我们意识到有一个新的生命在我的里面。
So that we can discover and realize the new life inside of us.
这个新的生命有一个新的性情在我的里面。
And that this new life inside of us also has a new character.
A new nature.
A new nature.
弟兄姊妹们，以前我凭着我自己那个山羊的生命，山羊的性情，我可以过地上的生活的。
And so with our old life or nature of a goat, we can live the worldly life.
弟兄姊妹们，但是你现在有了这个新的生命和性情了，你再过原来那个生活，你就发现我们里面呢，主的同在就不见了。
But with our new life and nature, if we try to live this old life, then we don't have the presence of the Lord anymore.
我们好像呢，觉得主很遥远。
We may feel that the Lord is very far away.
我们需要主的牧养。
So we need the Lord to be our shepherd.
在这一篇诗里面，大卫表达的是他做羊和他的牧人、他的神、他的主之间的关系。
And so what David is expressing here is the relationship between him as a sheep and the Lord his shepherd.
这一篇诗描写出一个非常美丽的一个情景、一个关系。
It expresses a very beautiful situation, very relationship.
Yeah, 而且是非常的真实。
And it's also very real.
而且非常的，我们中文叫做生动活泼 very living.
And it's also very living.
好，弟兄姊妹。我们读到这里哈，不仅感觉到心里得滋润，而且我们感觉到大卫对神的那个感谢的心何等的深刻。
And so we see how deep the thankful heart that David has for the Lord, and also we feel nourished.
他承认他是神的羊。
He admits that he is a sheep of the Lord.
而神是他的牧人。
And that the Lord is.The shepherd.
弟兄姊妹，在约翰福音第十章里面，主耶稣讲到我们是主的羊。
In John chapter 10, he speaks about how we are his sheep.
他自己是我们的好牧人。
And that he is a good shepherd.
他为我们舍命。
And that he gave his life for us.
他牧养我们，领我们出去。
That he leads us out.
他保护我们，他拯救我们。
And that he protects us and he saves us.
他带我们出入都得草吃。
And that he'll lead us out to have grass to eat.
弟兄姊妹们，在大卫这第一句话的里面，我们看见大卫对神有一个全然依靠的态度。
And so in this first verse, we see that David had a complete trusting the Lord, this attitude.
如同一只羊。需要信靠牧人一样
，just like how a sheep has to trust in their shepherd.
啊，所以他在人生中学的这个功课，就是不再看自己，不再注意自己，而是注意羊。对不起，注意牧人。
So the lesson that he learned was not to look or focus on himself, but to focus on the shepherd.
所以在约翰福音第十章里面，主耶稣讲到他和羊之间的关系。他说我的羊认识我的声音。
And then in John chapter 10, he tells us how the sheep recognize his voice.
他能够认识这个牧人的声音。
That the sheep are able to recognize the voice of the shepherd.
大卫啊，他承认主是他的羊。哦，对不起，我老是说错了。大卫承认主是他的牧人，他就像羊一样。愿意听主的声音。
David recognizes that the Lord is his shepherd, and like a sheep, he wants to follow the voice of the shepherd.
他让主负他人生一切的责任。
And he wants the Lord to take full responsibility for his entire life.
而他要学习的就是对主和主的引导完全的信靠和信任。
And that what he needs to learn is to have the complete trust and faith in the Lord and his leading.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们每一个啊，要学习亲近主，在基督里面生根的人，我们需要学的功课。
And this is a lesson that we have to learn as we want to draw near to the Lord and be rooted in Christ.
我记得我小的时候，还是初中的时候。
I remember that when I was small in middle school.
在教会的青年人的聚会的里面。
In the youth gathering in the church.
我们有一首歌就是唱诗篇二十三篇，说最后一句话说我是主羊。
We had a hymn that was based on Psalms chapter 23, and the last words were, I am the Lord's sheep.
Yeah, 我们那时候很喜欢唱那个歌，但是我不知道做主的羊是怎么回事。
We really loved to sing the song, but I didn't know what it meant to be the sheep of the Lord.
我现在这个年纪我知道，大卫做神的羊，做主的羊，他知道他是软弱的。
But now I know that David knew that he was a sheep of the Lord. He knew that he was weak.
我们自己年轻的时候做主的羊啊，是调皮的羊，是不听话的羊。
So when we were younger and we were the sheep of the Lord, we were the disobedient sheep.
常常是走迷的羊。
We often may wander astray.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫不是走迷的羊。
But David wasn't a sheep that got lost.
这个很可能跟他幼年的时候做牧童，他学会的。
And this very likely may be because when he was small, he was a shepherd boy.
这个可能在他很早期啊，与神之间交往，他就意识到他需要依靠神。
And most likely early on in his interactions with the Lord, he realized that he needed God.
所以在他十七岁的时候，他面对哥利亚啊，他不害怕。为什么呢？他靠得上主。
Because when he was 17 and he encountered Goliath, he wasn't scared because he was relying on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果你信主啊，信到一个地步，感觉自己什么都能了啊，什么都可以做了，那可能我们有问题啊。
If you believe in the Lord to the point that you think that you can do everything, this is a problem.
如果我们信主信到一个地步，说主啊，离开了你，我什么都不能做了。那可能我们像主的羊了。
But if we know the Lord to the point that we realize that apart from Him we can't do anything, then we may be like His sheep.
那么神负我们一切的责任。
And that God He takes full responsibility for us.
不要等到我们年纪大了，碰见很重大的问题才去学会依靠主。
We don't need to wait to learn this lesson or rely on the Lord when we are old and have many big problems.
在我们还年幼，我们中间可能有还有年轻弟兄姊妹，你还是学生的。
But even when we're younger, you're still students.
你要学会把你的事情借着祷告去告诉主，去依靠主。
You have to learn how to entrust everything to the Lord through prayer.
学校的考试。
Test at school.
在同学中间，我们遇见的压力。
Any pressures among classmates?
或者世界给我们的各种的这种诱惑，你都可以告诉主。
Or anything that the world tempts us with.
第二句话，大卫说：“我必不致缺乏。”
And the second thing he says is, "I shall not want."
他非常有把握，他说：“我不会缺乏。”
He really understands that I shall not want.
这告诉我们说，他从实际的最小的事情上面，他经验中认识了主。
And this shows us that from the very smallest things he experienced and knows the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们人年纪越大，你就感觉人生呢，有很多事情是我们自己没有办法去面对的。
As you get older, you realize that there are many things in life that you cannot deal with.
有许多事情是凭我们自己的力量，我们做不到的。
Many things that with our own strength we're unable to do.
有许多事情在我们里面，我们是有缺乏的。
And many things that we have a lot of limitations.
有人讲啊，有肉身的需要。
People say that we have our physical needs.
有的人讲，他有他学习生活的需要，
Or our learning needs.
也有的人他讲，我有我属灵生活上的需要。
And others say that they have a spiritual needs.
大卫他也遭遇各种的环境。
But David also encountered many different environments.
在我个人的领会，大卫因为接受神的牧养，
And I believe that because David had the Lord as the shepherd,
他的灵魂、身体各方面的需要，他都得着神的眷顾和保守。
And that in his physical, spiritual, soul needs that he that God helped him and protected him.
这是一个何等有福的生活！
This is a very blessed life.
弟兄姊妹，不要等到我们碰见重大的事情才来求主。
And don't wait until we encounter the big hardships that we come to the Lord.
让我们学会，我们会依靠主，能够见证主是我的牧人。
May we learn to rely on the Lord and to testify that He is our shepherd.
我稍微讲一点点，我在生活中的经验。
I want to share a little bit about a life experience I had.
我在30岁，出头33岁的时候，
When I was 33 years old.
主把我们家呢带到加拿大去，在那里服侍。
The Lord brought our family to Canada to serve there.
那么我们那时候去到加拿大呢，我没有申请 visa，但是呢，我就用美国的这个居民，我就到那边去，因为加拿大不需要这个 visa。
And so we didn't apply for visa, but we just used our American residency to get in.
那么我们到了那里呢，加拿大他们是有social insurance 的，就是有全国的人。只要是加拿大居民，你就享受这个医疗保险。
And so there they have social insurance, where as long as you're a resident in Canada, then you can have the insurance.
You have the 那个 medical insurance。
Medical insurance.
但是我们呢没有，我去啊，每次过海关呢，我就说我是个 missionary，他就让我进去。
But we didn't, and every time we went there, I said that I was a missionary, and they let us in.
但是我们家没有那边的 status，所以享受不到这些福利。
But we didn't have the status so we could actually enjoy the benefits.
但是我们人会生病的。
But we do get sick.
我的儿子到了那里他就有这个哮喘，asthma。
When we got there, my son had he got asthma.
那时候他很小，还不到。还不到3岁，2岁半的样。
At that time, he was very small. He was around 2.5.
有一天晚上我出去看望回来了，我听到我儿子躺在他那小 crib 里面，像个小狗一样在咳嗽，一直咳。
One night when I got back from visiting others, he was in his crib coughing repeatedly like a little dog.
我去摸他了，他整个脸都是通红的，好烫啊！
His entire face was red and also very hot.
我就问我姊妹她躺下去睡了多久？那时候已经很晚了，11点多了。
And so at this point, it was already 11:30, and I went to my wife.
她说她就 regular time，但是她一直都没有办法好好睡，因为她发炎了，中耳发炎整个人 clog。
And so that he went to bed at a regular time but couldn't sleep because he had an ear infection.
我们也不知道要去哪里，也不认识什么医生。
And we didn't know where to go or didn't know any doctors.
但是做父亲的、做母亲的，心里面真的很焦急
But as parents, we felt really, really bad.
we feel very anxious。所以
Felt
我就
very.
拉着我的姊妹说：“我们来为他祷告。
And so I told my wife that we'll pray for him.
”我就手扶下去，他躺在 crib 里面。我就按着他的头，求主看顾。
I placed my hands on his head in the crib and I asked the Lord to take care of him.
很奇妙，我抬手按着他，为他祷告，他立刻就不咳了，呼吸开始顺畅。
And miraculously, as I was praying over him, he stopped coughing and could breathe normally again.
弟兄姊妹，如果你我有这样一位主，天天陪着你，而你从来不去找他，那岂不是叫主非常的难过吗？
And if you and I, we have this Lord who's with us every day, but we never go and seek him, wouldn't he be very sad at this?
那一天啊，我们祷告完了，他安静了，而且他退烧了，啊，我跟我姊妹才能够安安息息的睡觉。
And that night, after praying, he was able to sleep, and the fever also went away, so we could rest.
第二天早上，啊，他睡得很好，起来了，好像没有生病一样。
And so he slept well, and the next morning he woke up like he wasn't sick.
弟兄姊妹，啊，我们可以依靠主。
We can rely on the Lord.
一个会依靠主的人，才能像大卫一样说：“我必不致缺乏。”
Someone who knows to rely and trust in the Lord can say, like David, I shall not want.
今天人太有本事了
And nowadays, people are too
，very
capable,
capable
very capable.
啊！今天的人呢，太多的资源了
And people now have too many resources.
啊！弟兄姊妹们，所以我们呢，就不太习惯去依靠主
And so often we're not used to relying on the Lord.
啊！我们一碰到事情，哦，马上就有这个方法、那个计划、那个保险，我们就不太依靠主。
When we encounter something, we have this way, that way, or insurance. We don't trust in the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，大卫借着他人生的各种的苦难、缺乏，证明了他的神是牧养他的好牧人。
But David, through the hardships in his life, he proved that the Lord was a good shepherd in his life.
我很盼望的，每一个弟兄姊妹，你一生至少有一两次有一个深刻的经历，这是主在照顾我。
I hope that in your lives you have at least one or two times where you truly see that the Lord is a shepherd taking care of me.
你的信心在主的面前就扎了一点根了。
And so that your faith in the Lord can be rooted more, built, yeah.
啊，弟兄姊妹，接下来他有了这种的认定了，他讲到他在主面前，主在他身上的带领和福分。
And so he has this assurance in the Lord's leading for him.
第二节他说：“他使我躺卧在青草地上。
The second verse says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
”啊，在这里你想到这个羊啊，不是站在那里低着头吃草啊，他是这个牧人让他躺下来，但是他嘴巴还是在动，但是眼睛可能闭上。
And so these sheep are not just standing there eating grass, but the shepherd has them lay down and still eating. Maybe their eyes are closed,
换
though.
句话说，他们已经吃饱了。
And so this means that they've already eaten enough.
告诉我们说，在他们吃饱之前，是牧人带他们找到这好的草场，让他们去吃的。
But this says that the shepherd brought them to this green pasture for them to eat.
刚才我们讲到绵羊很笨的，
Earlier, we talked about how sheep are very dumb.
绵羊肚子饿的时候，什么东西都吃，毒草它也吃的。
And that when sheep are hungry, they'll eat anything, even the poisonous grasses.
你知道山上啊，或者野地里面，有些草是很有营养的，也有些草是有毒的。
We know that in the mountains or pastures, there's nutritious grass or poisonous grasses.
你知道山羊会分辨，但是绵羊不会。
And so goats can differentiate, but sheep can't.
如果你接受主的带领，主一定带我们到最肥美、最适合我们的草场上去。
But if we follow the Lord's leading, He'll bring us to the most rich, the best pastures.
我们知道，对神的儿女们来讲啊，做羊的吃就是我们属灵的，听别人看什么啊，接受什么样的话语的教导。
And so for us, what the sheep are eating is the same thing as what we see or hear other people doing.
我在教会侍奉里面呢，我有一些为难的时刻、叹息的时刻。
As when I was serving the church, I had times where I was very very sad.
Yeah. 为什么呢？因为有一些弟兄姊妹得救的时候很好，但是经过一个环境呢，不知道听了别人什么东西，整个人就离开主，或者说呢，走进了一个极端的情况里面去。
So when this is because when some people believe in the Lord, they are very good, but they encounter something or heard something that let they completely change and let them away.
在教会生活里面，这是对我们服侍的人心里面最为难、最痛苦的。
And this is one of the most sad and hard things for those serving in the church.
为什么呢？看到弟兄姊妹属灵的生命就这样断送。
Because we see that these people's spiritual lives are stopping there.
那属灵的前途就走错了，可能一直很久都回不来。
And that they walk the wrong way in the spiritual path.
但是感谢主，大卫他没有走错路。
But thank the Lord that David, he didn't walk the wrong way.
因为神做他的牧。
Because God was his shepherd.
神知道哪些是适合他的。
And he knows what was right for David.
哪些对他在那个时刻是对他有滋养。
And what is nutritious for him at the right time.
所以到了那个青草地场的，让他吃饱了以后躺下来。
And that when he led him to the green pastures, he could lay down after being full.
为什么要躺下来呢？因为羊啊，这个绵羊笨到一个地步，不知道饱的，他知道饿，什么都吃。饱的时候他不知道。
Because sheep are so dumb that they may not even realize when they need to lay down.
他们吃的太多了，有时候会吃胀了，那一摔跤就四脚朝天了。
They may not realize when they're full or when to stop eating, so they need to lay down. Otherwise, they'll get so full, flip over.
所以啊，他也要牧人。牧人看到他们吃到一个情况，牧人那个肝呢，就是来敲敲他们，他们就都躺下来。
And so, when they're full, the shepherd may use the staff to tap them so they'll lay down.
牧人不是驱赶这个羊啊，去跑去运动啊，他们有时候需要运动，不是叫他们去工作。
And so the shepherd sometimes is asking them to exercise and move, but not for them to work.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道今天在神儿女们中间呢，一个人一得救啊，就被人要求你要去做工，你要去传福音，你要这样那样。他自己里面也没有饱足，也没有安息。
And so we know that nowadays when people believe they're asked to do all of these things, but they don't have the rest or the fullness or the rest.
Yeah, yeah. 弟兄姊妹们，今天做神的羊，神知道我们需要什么。
And so today, as your sheep of the Lord, he knows what we need.
神把我们牧放在青草地场。
And that he leads us to the green pastures.
然后让我们从他得着饱足，让我们能够安息下来。
And that we can,
躺卧下来。
And that we can be filled and rest and lie down.
让我们来享受那个青草地带给我们的丰富。
And so that we can enjoy the richness that these green pastures bring to us.
对于基督徒来讲，什么是青草地场？
And so for Christians, what is this green pasture?
我们知道，那就是我们的主耶稣自己。
This green pasture is Jesus himself.
上一次我们讲到渴慕神的祷告，你真的经历了神做产业，我们就知道主耶稣是我们的满足。
Last week we talked about a prayer, a longing for the Lord, and we know that he is our inheritance and that he fulfills us.
主耶稣是我们的供应，他是我们的食粮。
And that he is our provision. He's our
supply. 他是我们的 bread. 他是我们的 supply. 弟兄姊妹们，每一个基督徒每天都需要有这样的生活。
And so we need to have this every single day.
这个生活是在我们这个人的里面。
And this life is inside of us.
当然也有需要的时候，是我们外面要安静的来聚会，我们来读主的话语，我们来默想，这个叫我们能够享受基督。
And also outwardly, in order for us to enjoy the Lord, we you know, have to quiet down, read his words, things like that.
呀，弟兄姊妹们，大卫他知道羊啊吃饱了需要躺下来。我们知道羊躺下来的时候，他们闭着眼睛，但是他们嘴巴在动，那个叫做反刍 ，chew cud。
Oh, and so he knew that after sheep are full, they need to lay down, but they're still chewing. It's called chewing cud.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，基督徒做主的羊。我们聚完会了以后，不要刚才很受感动啊，我就把它放在一边，我去忙我的事情。
And so, as the Lord's sheep, after we hear a gathering, we shouldn't just put it away and be busy with our other things.
如果我们做主的羊呢，我们聚会如果享受主的同在了，摸到主了。
As the Lord's sheep, if we encounter the presence of the Lord in the gathering,
那么聚完会了以后呢？找点时间把在聚会里面听见的或者我写下来的受感动的在主面前默默的思想和祷告。
Then after the gathering, we should meditate and pray before the Lord about something that we heard or something that touched us.
甚至有的时候和弟兄姊妹呢一同我们来交通我们听过主的话语。
Or even to fellowship with other brothers and sisters about the words that we heard.
像我们每一次有特会完以后，我们聚会就分出很长一段时间，把特会里面的信息再拿出来反刍。
And often our gatherings, after special meetings, will go back and ruminate over the words and the messages.
这样我们才真正得着主的喂养里面的那个供应和力量。
So that we can truly experience.What the Lord has supplied us, gave us.
我们发现，在教会生活里面，有一些弟兄姊妹呢，他们也没有人教，但是他们有这种习惯，所以你就看见他们的属灵的悟性打开，属灵的生命长进。
And we know that in some gatherings, they have this habit, and they have the spiritual understanding from that.
Yeah, 有一些弟兄姊妹参加了很多很好的聚会。他说我那个每次聚会啊就是热两个礼拜以后就回是老样子。
Many people may attend many special gatherings, but then after a week or two, then it all goes back to normal.
这是什么原因呢？没有躺下来在青草地上。
And the reason for this is that they don't lay down in the green pastures.
而没有躺下来的多半都是忙着外面有各种事物有各种服侍的人。
Those who don't lay down, those on the outside who have many things to do, many services.
弟兄姊妹们，不是说不要服侍啊，但是呢，我们知道主重视我们灵里面有力量、有满足，多过在外面我们的这些所谓的事工活动。
This is not to say to not serve, but that the Lord values our strength and fullness in the Spirit more than our outward service.
弟兄姊妹，那个青草地场。不是别的，就是我们的主耶稣自己。
And this green pasture is not anything else, but it is Jesus himself.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们在生活中，在教会的聚会的里面，你就发现什么时候我们摸到了基督，什么时候我们里面就有满足和安息。
And we know in gatherings, whenever we touch Christ, is whenever we have the rest and fulfillment in our spirit.
接下来他说呢？他领我在可安歇的水边。
And then he says, he leads me beside the still water.
羊他吃了草以后，他走了很长的路，他们会渴，需要水。
Sheep after they eat grass and walk a lot, they'll be thirsty and need water.
绵羊呢，是比较不太适应环境，而且胆子比较小的。
Sheep are not very accustomed to the new environments and are pretty timid.
Yeah, 他胆子很小，所以呢，如果你带他到一个喘流的、流速很急的溪水边，他是不敢在那里喝水的。
And so, if you lead them to a river with very strong water, then they'll be scared to drink there.
啊，那么这个牧人呢，一定要带他到一个可安歇的水边。这可安歇可以说是。平静的一个溪水。
And so the shepherd has to lead them to the very still waters.
对，英文就叫做 still water， 是不动的。
And so yeah, still waters, they're not moving.
弟兄姊妹们，这个告诉我们说，主在我们身上呢，要让我们认识住在我们里面的圣灵。
And this verse is telling us that we have to know the Spirit who lives inside of us.
今天很可惜啊，很多讲究信心的弟兄姊妹喜欢外面的兴奋、热闹、音乐、气氛。
It's very pitiful that many people are focusing on the outward excitements and feelings.
而忽略了圣灵内住在我们里面带来神圣的安静和安息。
But they forget the godly quietness and rest that the inner dwelling spirit brings us.
弟兄姊妹，这个平静的水啊，是圣灵在我们里面一个非常具体的一个描写和生活。
And so this still water is a description of the spirit that is living in us.
这个水啊，使我们能够在圣灵里面呢，畅饮基督的甘甜和滋润。
And so this still water means that we can taste the sweetness and trueness of Christ in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒啊，要求主让我们摸到这个情况。
And so we have to ask and beg the Lord for us to give us this.
有时候在聚会的中间啊，像波饼聚会。有的时候弟兄姊妹啊，感觉到主的同在，没有一个人开口祷告，也没有一个弹在唱诗歌或者去弹琴。你一弹琴，一唱诗歌就破坏了。为什么？那正是圣灵在运行的时候。
Sometimes in the bread and cup meeting, when you feel the presence of the Lord, no one is praying or playing music because it will disrupt the spirit, the quiet.
但是我们看见今天很多所谓的敬拜团队啊，一停下来，一安静，他们就要弄出声音来，就要弹琴啊，又这样那样，人造的气氛就把圣灵叫那个抵消了。
But nowadays, whenever there's quiet, the worship or piano or music starts again because
We quench the Holy Spirit.
We're quenching the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识，是主牧养我们，他实在是方方面面的照顾我们。
We had to recognize that the Lord is our shepherd and that all aspects he's taking care of us.
这个平静的水啊，当羊去喝的时候，还有一个功效。
There's also another purpose of the sheep drinking the still water.
当他低下头来喝水的时候，他就看见他自己。
When they bend their head to drink the water, they see themselves.
今天很多人很有恩赐，好像他很会讲他所认识的主。
Many people may be very gifted at speaking about the Lord they know.
但是他不认识自己。
But they don't know themselves.
所以有的时候表现出来，你就叫别人很觉得很为难呢。
And so often the way they behave is
very awkward. Yeah.Bewildered people.
Bewilders others.
为什么呢？一面他好像很认识基督，但是他表现出来是完全是他自己，他不认识自己。
On one hand, it seems that he knows the Lord, but that they don't know themselves.
可见他讲的那个基督都是头脑的知识，是他不是他生命里面的基督。
And that the Lord that they speak of is from the knowledge, head knowledge, not the true knowledge.
唯有那些真正的被主带到平静的溪流那里去，弟兄姊妹，我们得着圣灵的滋润。
Only those who are truly led by the Lord to the still waters, then we can receive the nourishing from the Spirit.
Yes, yes. 然后我们这个人才会有改变。
And then we can be changed.
弟兄姊妹，有时候改变到这个人的说话的声调都不一样了。
And it may be changed even that the way they speak is different.
为什么呢？主让他看见他自己，并且主让他看见了主自己。
Because the Lord allows him to see himself and also to see the Lord.
你我都有经验的，我们想要改变自己是何等的困难。
You and I have both experienced that it's so hard to change ourselves.
我们记得的时候，我们就会克制自己，那不是改变自己。
When we remember and we control ourselves, that is not to change ourselves.
但是我们被带到平静的溪流，认识住在里面的圣灵，而且愿意听从他，我们就改变了。
But when we're led beside the still waters and we know the spirit inside of us and are willing to be led by the spirit, then we can be changed.
弟兄姊妹，大卫他经历在平静的溪流和安歇的水边，那个生活多美好。
And so David experienced how beautiful the life is beside the quiet and still waters.
接下来他说，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
And then he says, he restores my soul.
中文的翻译多了一个灵这个字，它原来就是它使我的魂被恢复了。
And so in Chinese it also adds soul and spirit, but originally it says he restores my soul.
Yeah, 我的魂，我们知道我们的魂呢，就是我们这个人的这个我们的天性，我们的脾气。
And so our soul is our,
our nature and our temper.
So our soul is our nature and our temper.
我们的魂呢，需要被主来恢复。
And so the Lord, he needs to restore our soul.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你同不同意啊？我们人呢，都很容易起伏，很容易摇摆，很容易心情不好。
And I don't know if you agree, but oftentimes it's easy for us to swing around and have changes in our mood.
Up and down.
Yeah.
那么这个我们叫做呢，这个人很 temperamental.
And so we call this person very temperamental.
你是不是，我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉得你是不是，我是一个很酷的人，一点都不 temperamental, 是不是呢？
You might think that you're a very cool person who's not temperamental.
我觉得我不是。
I don't think that I am.
我记得我年轻的时候参加一个好的聚会啊，回到家整夜都睡不着觉。
I remember when I was young and I heard a good message, I couldn't sleep the whole night.
因为睡不好觉，书就没有办法念了，就跟主说下次我不去聚会了。你看我是 temperamental.
And because I didn't sleep, I couldn't study well, and I said I'm not going to the meetings. This is temperamental.
我在教会生活里面有一些弟兄姊妹啊，没有尝到聚会甘甜滋味的时候，他们请都请不来。
And so for some of those who haven't tasted the sweetness of the gathering, you can't get them there.
尝到聚会的甘甜喜乐了以后，他又有一些问题。他说：“伯弟兄，每次周五晚上聚完会，整个晚上我就睡不着觉了。”
But those who have tasted the sweetness enjoy the meeting. Afterwards, they can't sleep.
我问他：“你为什么睡不着觉？”
So I asked them, "Why can't you sleep?"
他说：“因为聚完会以后太兴奋了。”
Because he said after the gathering, I was too excited.
我就跟他说呢，我年轻的时候跟你一模一样。
And I told him that when I was young, I was the same way.
那个叫做我们的魂太活跃了。
And this means that our soul is too lively.
Too lively, yeah, too vibrant. 我们知道，这些主都要教导我们，训练我们。
And so these are all the things that the Lord will teach us and train us in.
我们不仅会起伏上下。
And not only may we go up and down.
不仅会左右摇摆。
Or swing left and right.
我们也会冷淡，有时候也会兴奋。
But we may be indifferent or we may be excited.
我们甚至有时候会误会，有时候会退后。
Or sometimes we may, misunderstand and go backwards.
那么主牧养我们，在我们身上，从灵里面供应我们，从灵里面圣灵来滋润我们之后，
but after he's able to supply us in the spirit,
主就开始要摸我们的魂的生命。
Then he will work on our soul life.
我们的魂，他要使它恢复，成为一个健康、正常、有用的魂。
He wants to restore his soul that so it can be healthy, normal, and useful.
你知道亚当在伊甸园里面的时候，他是魂是非常大的。
Adam in the Garden of Eden, he had a very big soul.
Yeah, 你看啊，他能够为所有的动物起名字，你看他聪不聪明啊？
He was very smart. He was able to name all the animals.
今天呢，我有时候去要用电脑，他说你 create 一个 password，我想了半天我都不 create 不出来，我很笨的。
Sometimes, when I have to create a new password on the computer, I can't think of one.
所以我每次碰到年轻人都请他们教我怎么 create 几个我记得住的 password，他教我了，我还是忘掉了。
I may ask the younger people to teach me how to create passwords I can remember, but I may still forget.
啊，弟兄姊妹，但是亚当，你看啊，他的魂正常的时候，非常的有功用啊。
But Adam, when he had his normal soul, it was very useful.
基督徒啊，主不仅救我们的灵，他还要拯救我们的魂。
And not only does he save our spirit, but he also restores our soul.
那么，他要拯救我们的魂，第一步就是让我们能够接受他的引导。
The first step of saving our soul is that we can accept his leading.
因为呢，他把他的名字已经印在我们的身上，赐给我们。
Because he has already stamped his name on us.
好，我们每一个人都背负了主的名，我们神的名。
Because we all already carry the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你不要觉得很麻烦。
I don't think that this is very inconvenient.
啊，因为我信了主，我在人面前承认主。以前我可以做的事情，现在他们说：“哎，你基督徒都做，啊，我就不好意思了。
Because since you now accept the Lord, then you can't do things because you're a Christian, so you can't do those things.
”弟兄姊妹，我们要感觉那是因为主的名在我身上，别人才会说：“你不是信耶稣的吗？你怎么这样子？”
You have to realize that the people say this because you have the name of the Lord on you.
因着主的名在我们身上，他就要我们引导我们，照着他的义的公义的方式来生活，来走路。
Because we have the name of the Lord on us, He leads us to walk in the right way.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常宝贵的属灵经历和生活。
And this is a very precious spiritual experience in life.
好，我们知道在启示录里面，那些得胜者跟随羔羊的人。都有神和羔羊的名写在他们的额头上面。
We know that in Revelation, the overcomers, those who followed God and the Lamb, they had the name of it on their forehead.
Yes，在这里我们看见做主的羊接受主的带领，他要带领我们走他的道路。
To be the Lord's sheep and to accept his leading, he leads us in his way.
他的道路啊。是一条义路，公义的路。
And his way is the righteous way, the right way.
什么是公义的路呢？
So what is this path, this
就
way right?
是在人生中每一件事情做决定的时候，我以神为义，以神为对，以神是的，我就照着去做。
It means that in every decision or choice we make, we regard the Lord as true, as right, and do it accordingly.
那个义哈、啊，它的字根呢就是 right，本
Right.
来是 righteousness 啊，它的字根就是 right，right 就是对的意思。
And so this means right or the correct way.
啊，那么我们走义路呢，就是每一件事情我都说神是对的，我才走。
When we walk in this right way, we say that everything God is right, and then we'll walk in that way.
不是人的理由。
It's not through our own reasons or excuses,
呀。也不是人的聪明和利益，
or people's wisdom or way.
呀，或者 our own interest 啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们要魂苏醒了，就是我们开始有意的要讨神的喜悦。
When we our soul is restored, then we are determined to do what is pleasing to the Lord.
啊，弟兄，是的，是。We conscientiously want to please God。
We consciously want to please God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们就愿意放下自己的主意，
We're willing to put down our own ideas or ways,
我们的选择，
or our own choices,
还有我们的执着。
and our own
这个执着啊，是 our own，也就是。We insist, we don't insist ourselves.
And so we don't insist anymore.
Yeah，你知道我们基督徒啊， 这个执着起来是很麻烦的，羊也是这样。
As Christians or as sheep, if we insist, then this is a problem.
有的小羊啊，它是天性比较活泼，它觉得这边好，它就往那边走了，它不理这个主人的。
As a very lively young sheep may just go the way that they want to or ignore their owner.
有的时候，这些有经验的老羊啊，就会去顶一顶那个小羊，带它回来。
Some of the more experienced older sheep, they may push a sheep back.
这看出来什么呢？一个是魂苏醒了，一个魂还没有苏醒。
And so this shows us a soul that's restored and one that's not.
啊，在教会生活里面呢，巴不得我们每一个人魂都被主苏醒过来，被主的这个恢复过来。
And so in our church life, may each of our souls all be restored by the Lord.
那么到了第四节，他开始走人生的路了。
In verse 4, he's starting to walk in the light.
The pathway of our life 啊，他讲到呢，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
And so he's starting to walk in this pathway of life. He says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
很多读圣经的人留意到啊，大卫在这里啊，不再用他来称呼神了，他讲到你了。
So here people have noticed that he doesn't refer to the Lord as he, but as you.
呀，这告诉我们说，他跟主之间的关系啊，更亲密了，更直接了。
And this shows us that his relationship with the Lord is even closer, even more direct.
我们人在人生的年日中，
And so for us in our life, our years,
不是每天都有阳光的，
we may not have sunshine every day.
不是每一个阶段都是平顺的，
And not every single part of our life is very smooth.
有的时候我们会经过人生的低谷。
Sometimes we may walk through the valleys of life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，而且这个谷啊，叫大卫讲到说是死荫的幽谷。
And David describes his valley as the valley of the shadow of death.
啊，有些谷啊，周围的山和树啊很高，你走到其中呢，根本都没有阳光的。
And some valleys are very low and surrounded by trees. There's no sunlight as you walk through.
啊，有的时候基督徒啊，神的儿女们会经历特别的难处，
Oftentimes, Christians may encounter a lot of hardships
有痛苦，
and pain.
有挫折，
Or fail,
或者 failure，啊，会有打击，
or they may be struck down.
或者有长期的病痛或者磨难。
Or may they may have long illnesses or sufferings.
啊，在这种情况底下呢，我们人没有办法逃避，
In this situation, we're unable to get out of it or avoid it.
我们也不可能改变我们人生的这个环境，
And we're unable to change the environments in our life.
我们仍然得走下去，那怎么办？
And so we have to continue walking. What do we do?
这时候神为你想办法。
And this, God will find the way for you.
我们的主，他显出他的同在来。
Our Lord, He'll reveal His presence to us.
大卫感觉到你与我同在，他这
And
话就是他直接跟主说了，不是跟人说了。
David directly is saying to the Lord, He's saying, You are with me.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是非常奇妙的经历。
And this is a very miraculous experience.
我要讲一点点我个人的经验。
I'm going to share one of my experiences.
我在侍奉主的年日中啊，1996年是我侍奉中一个转折点。
1996 was the turning point in my service to the Lord.
那一年呢，我走投无路了，我没有地方聚会了，没有地方服侍了。
I didn't have a place to meet or to serve.
那么我就去请教一些年长的弟兄们。
And so I consulted with some of the elders.
啊，中间有一次啊，就我要到东岸去，我想去啊，请教江弟兄。
I went to the East Coast in order to talk with Brother Kwong.
那一次去啊，我联络了以后， 在巴提摩的皇帝兄就约我呢去看看他们。
And so I connected with a brother Huang from Baltimore, and he invited me to meet with them.
我们中间很多弟兄姊妹都很熟的。那一次我因为我心情非常的低落。
Many brothers and sisters there are very close to each other, and because I was not feeling very
我要出去，还要到弟兄姊妹中间呢，我要讲什么呢？我真的不知道，主啊，我怎么办呢？
Because I was feeling very down and I had to speak with others, I asked the Lord, what do I do?
不仅我灵里面很低落，而且我的身体也是全身都不舒服。你知道，人心情不好是生病的。
And not only did I feel and my spirit was very down, but also physically I didn't feel well.
但那天早上，我起来，我要上飞机。走过那个空桥，
And so that morning when I woke up and went and had to walk across the bridge, the
我到进 gate，我要上那个 pathway 去 get on board the plane。忽然之间好像主的同在，整个机场，至少我在的那个环境，都是主自己。
And so, as I was walking the area to board the plane, I felt like the entire airport, at least around me, was filled with the presence of the Lord.
哇！我里面立刻好像被举起来了，
It felt like I instantly was being lifted up.
里面立刻得安息，有力量。
And that instantly I felt rest and strength.
弟兄姊妹，那一次出去我就认识杨玉弟兄，
And that time when I went out is when I met Brother Yang Yu.
认识明圣姊妹他们，
And also Sister Mingxuan.
真是很奇妙、很奇妙的事情。
But also very miraculous thing.
弟兄姊妹，大卫他走过人生的低谷，看不见阳光，看不见前面的出路，但是他却经历神的同在。
And David, when he walked through this valley with no sunshine, he couldn't see the end. He encountered the Lord's presence.
我们所以在教会里面看见受苦的弟兄姊妹，我们祷告着主啊，你亲自的与他同在。
And oftentimes, when we see those in the church with hardships or pain, we ask the Lord to himself be with them.
有过这种经历的弟兄姊妹，就不怕环境的苦难，
And because those who've had these experiences are not scared of the hardships and
反而会
environment.
很高兴说：“主啊，这是我经历你同在最宝贵的机会，你把它给我了。
But they may be happy that this is a precious opportunity the Lord has given to experience him.
”所以大卫说：“我不怕遭害。
And so David says, I will fear no evil.
”因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
神的同在会成为我们生命中的一个事实和经历。
And the Lord's presence may become a reality and experience in our lives.
成为我们的一个见证。
And that may be our testimony.
接下来他说：“你的杖、你的竿都安慰
And then he says, Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我。”我们知道牧羊人手中是有一根杖的，这是比较粗的，而且他的头呢是比较大的。
And so we know that shepherds, they have a rod with a pretty big head.
这个杖呢是用来对付野兽的，
And so they use this rod to deal with the
对
wild
付那些危险的、那些攻击的。
animals. They use it to deal with those dangerous predators.
而且呢，这个杖啊，是牧羊人每天晚上要数点羊的时候，坐在草地或者石头上面撑着来数算羊的。
And they also use it as support when they're counting the sheep at night.
弟兄姊妹们，这说到牧羊人的能力和权柄。
And so this speaks to the authority and the strength of the shepherd.
你知道在中东那个地方，他们晚上羊是不回家的，因为要走太远的路。
Because in the Middle East, the sheep they don't go back home at night because it's too far
那
to
么
walk.
每天晚上呢，白天的时候羊都是混在一起。各个牧人的羊呢，都在草原上面吃草。
And the daytime, many shepherds and their sheep are all in the pasture eating grass.
到了晚上要睡觉的时候呢，那牧羊人要把他自己的羊聚在他的保护的底下。
And at nighttime, each shepherd gathers their sheep together in one area.
所以他就拿着他这个杖。
And so then they take their rod.
然后找到一块石头，然后他就打他自己的口哨。
And they find a rock, and then they use their own whistle.
They just use their own voice, their whistle.
They use their own voice to whistle.
他的 voice 啊，那。他就喊他的羊，他每一个牧人都有他自己独特的这个声音的。
So the angels have their unique sound that they use to call their sheep.
你又看见本来混在一起的那个羊啊，他们慢慢就各朝自己牧人的方向去。
And the sheep who before were all mixed together now all go towards their own separate shepherd.
最先到的那个羊啊，那个牧人就在他的扶着他的杖啊，拍他的头一下，就把他带到后面去。
And so then the sheep that appears to the shepherd, they'll pat their head and put them behind them.
啊，这个杖是用来保护羊群的。
This rod is used to protect the sheep.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在人生的经历中，有时候也会碰到危险。
In our life, we'll also encounter dangers.
碰到攻击。
I encounter attacks.
Attack. 但是这个时候，主。在明处暗处，他的杖保守我们。
But at this time, the Lord He'll use His rod to protect us.
我们在出埃及记、在民数记里面看见，这个杖从来没有离开过摩西的手。
In Exodus and Numbers, we see that this rod never left Moses' hand.
那成为整个以色列家的民族的保护。
And that it was a protection for all the Israelites.
啊。而且他们安息的时候，他们因为经过这个杖，他们心里面是完全放心的。
And that when they rested because they had this rod, then they were fully at peace.
那么干牧羊人呢，不仅有一根杖，还有一根很长的，上面有一个弯钩的，是一个杆。
And so not only do they have a rod, they also have a staff which is long and curved at the top.
有时候羊走在后面呢，落到沟里面去了，这个牧人就用杆把它挑上来。
And if a sheep falls behind or falls into a ditch, they're able to use it to pull them out.
杆呢是用来搭救，用来归正那些落难走迷的羊的。
The staff is used to save and correct the sheep who have gotten lost or fall back.
或者他走迷了，这个牧羊人呢，他走偏行几路，他用杆呢一勾就把他拉回来了。
Or if the sheep got lost and went the wrong way, he can use the staff to pull them back.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在跟随主的路上，没有一个人没有犯过错吧。
And our walk in the Lord, not a single person hasn't made a mistake.
没有一个人说我一生都是聪明明亮的，没有迷糊过，我不敢这么说。
I don't think anyone in their life can be smart, have not made any mistake.
但是呢，每一次我违背了主，做错了，主用他的杆来把我勾回来。
But every time we do something wrong, the Lord He can use His staff to bring us back.
虽然被勾回来的时候，心里面还有点不太高兴啊，但是呢，实在感谢主，他怜悯我。
Although sometimes when we're brought back, we may be a little unhappy, but truly we thank the Lord that He has mercy on us.
这告诉我们说，杖和杆呢，都叫羊和牧人之间的关系连得更紧密，所以他说安慰了我。
The rod and the staff, they're both able to bring the sheep and the shepherd closer, and that's why they comfort him.
主没有丢弃我。
Because the Lord, He has not forsaken us.
你知道，今天如果我们呢，跟朋友、跟世人相处，我做错事一次、两次、三次，他可能就不跟我交往，对不对？
Today, with our friends or other people, if we keep making mistakes, they may not want to interact with us anymore.
他不再跟你说话了，也不再告诉你你应该做的事情。
They may not speak to you anymore or tell you what to do.
但是我们的主从来不丢弃我。
But our Lord, He never abandons us, forsakes us.
Never forsake us. 他总是把我们归正回来。
He never forsakes us. He always wants to bring us back.
接下来大卫说到一个非常美的图画，他说：“在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。”
And then he said something very beautiful. He says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies."
啊，这里好像不像羊哈，好像真的像人呢。主为跟随他的人呢，摆设丰盛的筵席，是享受了。
And here, since we're talking about people and not sheep, and that the Lord, for those who follow him, he prepares a table, a feast before them.
但是在这里啊，大卫还是以那个牧羊的情景来说这个事情。
But here, David is still describing this, from the perspective of a shepherd or sheep.
有的时候牧人呢，把羊带到一片非常好的草场，又有水又有草的地方。
Sometimes a shepherd may bring a sheep to a very good place with grass, with water.
这时候呢，那周围的那些会掠夺的野兽，那些 predator, 啊，他们都在四围环绕，啊，随时准备冲进来就抢了就走了。
And so at this point, the predators may be circled around, waiting for opportunity to get in.
所以啊，在这种情况底下是。牧人为羊来让他们能够好好的享受。
And so here the shepherd is preparing a place for the sheep so they can truly enjoy.
基督徒，特别是教会，今天在地上的聚会和教会的生活。
Christians and especially the church gatherings and church life.
弟兄姊妹，哪里有主的同在，哪里就有仇敌四围的环伺。想要来破坏教会。
Wherever there's the Lord's presence, there's always also the enemies and all four corners surrounding.
我们知道今天撒旦用各种的诡计。
We know that Satan uses many different schemes.
用教育，用学问，用名声，用福利来引诱神的儿女。
He may use education or
Fame and knowledge.
Knowledge and fame and or, yeah.
Yeah. 弟兄姊妹，这些很多神的儿女们不知道啊，结果就中了仇敌的诡计。
And many children of God may not know, and then they fall into the schemes of the devil.
今天在神的儿女们中间也有各种的教训、风气，甚至有错误的教导、异端。神的儿女们不会分辨的。
And now, even among the children of God, there may be many false teachings or cults, and that they can differentiate.
对不起啊，我要稍微讲一点。像我们从远东来的，在中国华人基督徒中间，这种太多了。
And so, where I come from in the Far East, there's too many of this. Too much.
像在中国有一批啊，非常。这个狂热的弟兄姊妹，他们讲啊，福音要传回耶路撒冷，我们要是天上人，啊，看。
So many people may say that we had to spread the gospel back to Jerusalem to become the
heavenly people.
Heavenly people.
哦，这都是很好听的名词啊。
And this all sounds very nice.
但是如果你我不熟悉圣经，我们觉得这个好像是对的啊。福音呢，要传回耶路撒冷。圣经你从来主从来没有说过这个话，但是他讲呢，现在变得好多基督徒狂热的往那里去。
Even though the Bible never says that the gospel should be spread back to Jerusalem, many people are very excited to go do that.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们今天的生活环境。充满了属灵的征战和迷惑。
Today in our environments where it's filled with spiritual battles and misconceptions.
但是很奇妙，在敌人环视中啊，这个羊反而不害怕。
But miraculously, even in the presence of these enemies, the sheep are not scared.
因为牧人在那里。
Because the shepherd is there.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们。基督徒的生活很容易被时代环境呢弄得非常的低沉，恐惧，甚至一步都不敢走。
And so today our Christian life, because of the environment, may become very downcast and fearful to walk a step ahead.
啊，弟兄姊妹，但是大卫的经历啊，这个时候正是他享受 神在基督里的丰富的时候。
But in David's experiences, this was when he was really able to experience the riches of the Lord.
使我能够经历基督是我的得胜。
And that he was able to experience Jesus as his overcomer.
Yeah, Christ is my victory.
Christ is his victory.
Yeah, 我只有在基督里，我就胜过仇敌这些，我能够而且享受基督的丰富。
And that in Christ was able to enjoy the fullness of Christ and also to overcome and be the victor over the enemies.
接下来他说，你用油膏了我的头，使我的杯满溢。
And then he says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over.
这个羊啊，每天在外面吃草，有的时候他低着头吃草，不小心头就装进了这个荆棘的丛中。
Many times when sheep are bending down their head to drink water, then they may encounter the thorns or thistles.
Yeah, 他们这个低着头，这个在 grazing 啊，结果没有看见前面有一个荆棘，他的头就碰进去了，所以头就受伤了。
So they're grazing and they don't see the thistles and thorns in front of them, then they get hurt.
Yeah, 所以呢。这个牧人呢，会把这个羊带到他面前呢，用油来膏他这个伤处。
Then the shepherd is able to use oil to heal the wounds on the sheep.
弟兄姊妹，在属灵经历上面，有时候我们在环境中受伤了。
In our spiritual experiences, we may be hurt by the environment.
啊，有的时候我们自己不觉得，但是主知道。这个时候膏油就格外的浓厚。
Even though we may not realize it, but the Lord will able to anoint our head with oil.
啊，我们在教会生活里面这种经验啊，相当多啊。
In our church life, we may have many of these experiences.
有时候有一个弟兄或有一个姊妹经历极大的难处，但是在这个环境中，他来祷告聚会或者是拨饼，他一开口。全教会都被圣灵膏了。
And that when a brother or sister is experiencing great hardship, when they pray before the Lord or do the bread and cup, then the entire church is anointed by the oil.
这个羊啊，有的时候啊，也会生病的。
Oftentimes a sheep may also get sick.
生病了，它发烧啊，牧人一摸它的头就知道它有 fever, 它有 temperature.
When they have a fever, when the shepherd feels their head, they can feel it.
所以这个羊，不是这个牧人呢，他旁边都有一个桶的，他会装呢这个溪水里面的凉水啊。这时候他就把这个羊呢头整个浸在那个水里面。
And that the shepherd they may have a bucket of cold water from the river, and they put the sheep's head in it.
这什么呢？让他退烧 ，cool down。
In order to reduce the fever or to cool it down.
弟兄姊妹，这都讲到我们呢进入了圣灵丰满的这个扶持和安慰的经历的。
And so this is an experience of entering into the experiences of the fullness of the Spirit.
Yeah, 所以主耶稣介绍圣灵的时候，他说他是来做什么安慰者的，做宝贵师的 comforter.
And so Jesus says that he is the comforter.
啊，是的 ，The Holy Spirit is the comforter. 啊，他是来做安慰的，做保护，做医治的。
And that the Holy Spirit is one who comes to protect and to comfort.
啊，叫我们呢，我们这个过热的就冷下来，冷静下来，退烧了。
Or too hot, have a fever, they're able to cool down.
我们有伤口的，他就涂抹医治我们。
Or those who have wounds, he is able to heal us.
不仅如此，大卫说：“我的杯就满溢出来。”
Not only that, he says that my cup runs over.
啊，这个中文加了一个福哈，在这个圣灵的经历里面，我人生的份啊，就是得着圣灵所赐给我的基督。
And in Chinese, it also says our cup and blessings, and so our portion, our cup is It is Christ's spirit.
Yeah, 这个时候呢，我们里面的感觉是甘甜，是滋润，是喜乐。
And so at this point, we can taste the sweetness, the nourishment, the joy.
Yes，那么第六节哈，大卫就有一个称颂。
And then in verse 6, he has his praise.
他说：“我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
He says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life."
”作为主的羊啊，接受主的牧养。
As sheep of the Lord, and accepting the Lord as our shepherd.
从与主的交通中啊，他能够见证。
And in his fellowship with the Lord, he's able to testify to this.
他有了一个确据。
And he has this assurance.
他有了一个承认
And also this acceptance.
，this acknowledgement
Acknowledgement.
他说呢，他就是我的恩惠，他就是我的给我的慈爱。
And so he says that he is my goodness and mercy.
他说一路随着我什么意思呢？我看不见他，但是他从来没离开过。
And so even though I may not see him, he has never left me. It shall follow me.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候神的儿女们因为苦难太大，觉得主不见了，
Oftentimes Christians, because of great hardships within the Lord, is gone or missing.
觉得环境磨得太久了，我都磨光了。
Or that I'm worn away by the environment.
We're worn out by the environment. 弟兄姊妹，但是大卫说不，我现在看了，原来他都一直随着我，
But David
在
says, no,
保护。
that he was following me this whole time, protecting me the whole time.
他一秒钟都没有离开过我，
And that he didn't leave, forsake me for even a second.
他从来没有 depart from me，
He
从来
never departed.
没有离弃我，所以他到最后一句话，他说：“我且要住在耶和华的家里面，一直到永远。
And so finally, he says that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
”被主牧养过的人呢，认识什么叫做教会。
Someone who is shepherded by the Lord knows what it means for church.
What is church？
What is church?
教会，我们就是能够和弟兄姊妹一同聚在主的面前，
Church is being able to meet with brothers and sisters before the Lord.
一同生活在主的里面。
And together to live in the Lord.
这个经历啊，叫做住在家中的经历。
And so this experience is the experience of dwelling in the house of the Lord.
有些基督徒啊，信了主好多年，从来没有 feel at home。
Some Christians, even though they're believers for many years, they don't feel at
那
home.
是非常可惜的。
This is a very pitiful thing.
看到弟兄姊妹呢，觉得跟世人差不多。
And then when you see them, it seems like they're just like an otherworldly person.
但是一个被主牧养过的人，看见弟兄姊妹就好像回家一样。
But someone who has been shepherded by the Lord, they feel at home when they see other brothers and
认
sisters.
识了什么叫做回家的感觉，
And they know what it means to feel at
这
home.
宝贵这个住在家中的生活。
And they really treasure this
为
feeling.
什么呢？因为在这里，基督是众人的一切，
Because here, Christ is the all in all of everyone.
是众人我们所夸耀的那个丰富。
And it is the riches of fullness that the people want.
最后，我要讲一个讲一个我听见的见证。
And about this, I also wanted to share a testimony I heard.
是在 Richmond 的这个 Jerry Amon 弟兄，他讲给我听的。
It was in Richmond, Brother Jerry
Amon
Amon.
他们在 Richmond 呢，聚会了差不多有40年，
They have been meeting in Richmond for over 40 years.
快要50年了。
Almost 50 years.
他说他们中间好多年前有一个姊妹，
And that among them, many years ago, there was a
这
sister.
姊妹是从其他的聚会背景，到他们中间来聚会。
And that she had come from other church backgrounds.
因为我们知道基督徒今天有各种的派别，有各种的形式，各种的做法。
We know that nowadays, Christians have many different ways of meeting and doing things.
Different forms of
Different forms.
worship 那么他能够这样子跟他们一起聚会是很不容易的。
And so because she was able to meet with him like that. It was not an easy thing.
因为在这个聚会里面，可以说就是美国的清教徒，也没有什么好听的音乐，也不要制造气氛啊，大家就是来亲近主。
Because in this gathering, it may not a lot of music or excitement. They were just coming to be nearer to the Lord.
这个姊妹呢，她很忠心的，每个聚会都来。
And this sister was very faithful. She came every a meeting.
但是过了一段日子以后，她就很诚实的跟那边的服侍的弟兄姊妹讲，
But after a while, she very truthfully said to the brothers there.
她说我很羡慕你们，因为你们活出的那个生活，我就是没有办法进入。
Because she said that I envy you guys, the life that you guys live, I'm not able to enter into.
我也觉得你们交通的主的话语，这就是主的话语的意义。
And I believe that the words that you share is the true words that, of the Lord.
但是他就说我是 force myself 每次都要来，因为其他地方我现在也去也没味道。
Because she says that I have to force myself to come every week, and there's also nowhere else that I want to go.
但是有一次啊，他来聚会完全不一样了。
But one time when she came to the gathering, she was completely different.
他那天好喜乐，祷告交通和弟兄姊妹后来的问安。
And she was very joyfully praying and sharing, and then said bye to them or
他们
hi to
就
them.
很稀奇啊，就问他 "What happened to you？"
And so they asked her what happened to her.
他说："你记不记得上个礼拜你们在机场遇见
She said, "Do you guys remember that last week? You guys saw me at the airport."
？”因为这个姊妹那一天她要搭飞机出去办事情。
Because that day she had to fly somewhere else for a meeting. Or
她说："我。"还没有跟你们打招呼之前，我远远看见你们在那边要接别的弟兄姊妹回来。
she said that I saw you guys from far away, picking up a different person.
我想我不要让你们知道我在那里，我就远远的看你。我看见那一对年长的弟兄姊妹下飞机出来的时候，他们彼此之间那个感觉是 family。
She said that she didn't want them to know that she was there, but she saw how they greeted the people they were picking up, and they were like family.
他说："主忽然之间开我的眼睛，他说我看见了，
And she said that the Lord suddenly opened my eyes, and I could see.
我跟你们不是因为我们是 fellow Christians，we are family。
And she said that we're not just fellow Christians, but we're family.
从那一天以后，这个姊妹来聚会完全不一样。
And so from that time on, every time she came to the gathering, she was completely different.
Feel at home。
She felt at home.
什么叫做在家里呢？
What does it mean to be at home?
非常自在的
It's very, feel
，relax
very.
非常自在的，be yourself，
You feel
你
relaxed.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫就是这样，他被神牧养，越过越自在，越过越安息，越过越。Just feel at home.
And so David, who had the Lord as his shepherd, he felt more relaxed, restful. He felt at home.
我们聚完会了，如果是现场聚会的话，弟兄姊妹啊，我们阿门完以后，我们挨一宴或者彼此问安，你就发现我们是在家里面，多美丽啊！
And so in church gatherings, as we're greeting others, we're eating together, we feel that we're at, as a family. That's how beautiful is this?
弟兄姊妹们，将来我们在天上，就在神的家里面。
One day in heaven, we'll all be in the Lord's family
不是
house.
等到将来才享受，今天接受主的牧
We don't need to enjoy this later on, but now we can accept the Lord as our shepherd.
养。我想我就交通这么多。
I think I'll just share this much.
我们有一点祷告好不
And let's have time to pray.
我请弟兄姊妹，若是你有感动，请你可以开口祷告，好吗？
And so if you feel touched, please pray out loud.
最后，我们请杨玉弟兄跟如明弟兄带我们结束祷告。 弟兄姊妹祷告可以打开麦克风，好吧？主，我们感谢你，你是好牧人，你把我们招聚、拯救，回到父神的家中。你要借着我们人生的学习和遭遇，让我们认识你在我们身上的牧养，你给我们的带领、教导、供应和引导。亲爱的主耶稣，大卫怎样用他一生的经历来认识神，并且认识神的家？亲爱的主，愿我们也接受你的带领牧养，我们来更多认识你，更多认识神的家，更多与弟兄姊妹一同来跟随你。谢谢你今天与我们同在，祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门，
阿门，
阿门。